Oprah Winfrey has no talk show these days. Harry Carey can't have a talk show anymore. But when David Simpson talks, people listen. And so will you to The True Money Show, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network channel's Crusade.
Have a great book that kind of shows you the ins and outs, the real deal about what's going on in the money world. I think you got to pick up Mr. G. Edward Griffin's The Creature from Jekyll Island. Mr. Griffin, we have a couple minutes left, and I really want to just appreciate so much you taking the time to come on the show. You've been a fighter in the Patriot movement for I don't know how many years. I won't say. But it's been my pleasure to have you on. I had a friend send me an email and asked me, you wrote a preface for a book called Tragedy and Hope 101. I can only assume that applies to Carol Quigley's book. I don't know. Mr. Joseph Plummer, do you recall that book, and what do you have to say about it?
Oh, yes, I do recall it very well. Plummer did a great job of taking a you talk about big books. My book, 605 pages or whatever, is a great doorstop. But this book, Tragedy and Hope, is over 1,000 pages long. It's a lot of history crammed into a kind of a dry reading of history, except every once in a while, about every 20 or 30 pages, you come across a couple of paragraphs that are just dynamite because they reveal hidden aspects of history from written by an insider, by the way. Professor Quigley was inside a secret society, and the secret society that was making most of history happen for the last 100 years.
Right.
So he was privy to all their records and so forth. But anyway, that's a little side note. So it's a great book, and people should read it, but it's hard reading. So Plummer comes along, and he says, well, let's condense this thing down. Let's sort of do a Reader's Digest version of it. And so that's what his book basically is.
Oh.
And it's really, for most people, it's the way to start.
I see. Let me ask you. So I'm going to ask you if you will come back on my show. It might be a month or so from now. But I wanted to bring you back to talk about solutions or alternatives after the Federal Reserve is gone. And I know most people talk about the gold standard. I think you even talked about that in your book. I've read lots of things, though, that maintain that the gold standard can be equally abused and maybe is not the answer. Will you come back on and talk about that issue with me?
I would love to talk about that because it's an area where there's a great deal of misinformation, I think. I really would love to talk about it. So, sure, the answer is yes.
Wonderful. Mr. Griffin, how is life going, and how's Freedom Force International going?
Well, Freedom Force International is rising. We just had our second Congress a couple of weeks ago. It was held in Paso Robles, California, and people coming in from all around the country, outside the United States, and we've had a breakthrough. We looks like we're going to have an opportunity now to go on the road, and we're talking about putting on something called the Red Pill Expo, and we're going to have an outreach that is absolutely unbelievably unparalleled in history.
Well, go see his site, Freedom Force International. Guys, this is David Simpson, The True Money Show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you. Bye.